It is now time for the WGXC News and Weather Report for Tuesday, February 17th. Melanie Lekovich is reporting in the Daily Mail the Kasaki Republicans have endorsed candidates in the upcoming village elections. Incumbents Mayor Mark Evans, Deputy Mayor Stephen Hunts, and Trustee Paul Sutton will all make another bid for the office. Evans and Hunts are seeking their fourth terms and Sutton his third. Evans said, "I am proud of the record of achievement that we have accomplished over the last several years." He cited from a list of items that include the construction of a new water plant, building the Riverside Park playground, and securing grants for sewer line upgrades, among other things. All three candidates cited controlling the level of local taxation as a high priority. Three candidates cited controlling taxes is the biggest issue, given the economy and people's ability to pay for services that the village provides. Evans said village elections will be conducted Wednesday, March 18th. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star the future of the Copaic Agricultural Center is more secure following the announcement last week that its 189 acres are now protected for agriculture. The announcement was made by Scenic Hudson, which worked with the Columbia Land Conservancy and Northeast Farm Access to engineer the protection. Northeast Farm Access brings together farmers and social investors to revive and transform sustainable agriculture. The group's current lead project is in Copaic, where it's raising $2.5 million to create a multifaceted farming center and community on its 189 acres in the vicinity of Copaic Town Hall. The three farms that currently make up the Agricultural Center are Morningstar, Tiny Hearts, and Sparrow Art. Read the full story in the Register Star. Dan Goldberg is reporting at Capital New York a bill that would make it easier for parents to obtain a vaccine exemption for their children has lost its support in the state Senate. Senator Martin Dillon, the primary sponsor, pulled the bill, leaving no one to carry it. The bill still has support in the Assembly. The bill would provide parents the option of philosophical exemption, which is already available in 19 states. It would allow New York parents to send their unvaccinated children to school if they check a pre-written statement indicating their objection. Support for the philosophical exemption shifted in past weeks as a measles outbreak spread throughout the country, according to a source familiar with Dylan's thinking. Read the full story at Capital New York. And the weather for today, Tuesday, February 17th. Today, a chance of snow mainly before 9 a.m. Cloudy, high near 20. Chance of precipitation is 40%. Little or no snow accumulation expected. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, low around 3. Wednesday, a chance of snow showers, mainly after 1 p.m., cloudy, high near 24. Wednesday night, a chance of snow showers mainly before midnight, cloudy, low around 8. Wind chill values as low as negative 3. Thursday, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, high near 13. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, low around a negative 6. And Friday, sunny, high near 11. Friday night, partly cloudy, low around negative 7. Sunrise today was at 6:47 a.m., sunset today will be at 5:30 p.m., making the total length of the day 10 hours and 43 minutes. Today is the third Tuesday of the month, and we have some public meetings coming up. And they are Columbia County Board of Supervisors Health and Medical Services Committee meeting at 4 o'clock tonight at 401 State Street in Hudson. The phone number to dial for them is 828-1527. Durham's having their town board meeting at 7:30 tonight at the town building at 7309 State Route 81 in East Durham. The phone number for them is 239-8260. And Greene County is having their Legislator Economic Development and Tourism and Government Operations and Finance Committees meetings, plus party caucuses. They're all at 6 o'clock at the County Building at 411 Main Street in Catskill. The phone number to contact them at is 719-3270. Hillsdale is having their town board meeting at 7:30 tonight at the Town Hall on Main Street in Hillsdale. The phone number for them is 325-5073. Hudson's having their Common Council Finance Committee meeting at 5:30 tonight, and formal Common Council meeting at 7 o'clock tonight at the City Hall at 520 Warren Street in Hudson. The phone number for them is 828-1030. Hunter is having their town board meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at the town hall at 5748 Route 23A in Tannersville. The phone number to call them at is 589-6150. Lexington's having their town board meeting at 7 o'clock tonight at the municipal building at 3542 Route 42 in Lexington. The phone number for them is 986-6303. Philmont is having their planning board meeting at 7 o'clock at the Philmont Village Hall at 124 Main Street in Philmont. The phone number for them is 672-7032. And closing out the public meetings, Taconic is having their planning board workshop meeting at 7 o'clock tonight at the town hall at Route 82 in West Taconic at 851-7638. So those are all the public meetings, the news and weather coming to you live from the WGXC newsroom for today, Tuesday, February 17th.